This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Catlin from Kentucky, and I want to tell you a couple stories that I had when I was in high school. I've called before. This is the same house I called about. I'm not going to tell one of the stories, but I had a couple more. I had a buddy I lived next to in high school, and his mom always said that their house was haunted. She said she always felt that her aunt was there and that she had died in the house earlier before they moved in. And I was a teenager, so I was like, yeah, whatever. Didn't really listen to it. But it started with me and my buddy was down in his basement, and we were playing video games. Well, it was just me and him in the house. His cat was sitting on the couch with us, which was the only other animal they had. And we heard really loud footsteps go across the floor above us. And we thought it was his mom, but they sounded really heavy. I remember that. And we walked up the stairs, checked for his mom. Nobody was there. No car in the driveway or anything. So that really freaked us out. I think we left the house and went down to my house for a little while. And another time, this was the next experience I had. We were playing video games in his basement again, and I had fallen asleep on his couch. Well, his couch was like 5 feet away from the stairs. And it was in the middle of the night. I usually leave the TV on down there because it kind of freaked, his basement freaked me out. And I guess he had turned the TV off before he went to bed. I wake up to the sound of somebody coming down the stairs. His stairs were super creaky, and you could definitely know it's when somebody's coming down. They're wooden. And I heard footsteps coming down each stair. And I still had my eyes closed and everything. And once I heard feet hit the tile floor, I kind of, you know, raised my head up and looked to see if anybody was there. Nobody was there. I went over to the light switch, and, you know, it was super dark down there, so I went over to the light switch to see if anybody had come down the stairs, and I just didn't see him, and nobody was down there in the basement with me, which really, really freaked me out, because I know 100% that it wasn't a dream. I was awake hearing this, and so I left their house in the middle of the night. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 in the morning, and walked to my house. I don't even think I slept that night after that. I just was kind of, you know, trying to rationalize it, I guess. But the last thing that happened in his house was the freakiest thing that's probably happened to me ever. I was, again, asleep on his basement, or in his basement on the couch. And at the end of their basement, they had this really big picture window. And there was a kind of a closet thing that stuck out and overlapped the window a little bit. Well, when I opened my eyes, I could see something blocking the light out of it, and it was the silhouette of a person, all black. You know, I couldn't tell clothes. It was just one solid black figure. Well, I rubbed my eyes, and as soon as I did that, and my eyes became clear, I could see it turn and dart into the wall. And it kind of confused me. I hollered my friend's name, his sister, anybody that I could think that would be down there. I called their name out. Nobody ever answered. So after a few seconds, I got up and went over there and looked, and there was nobody there. It's just a little area with a dartboard nothing over there where they could have gotten out. That I stood there in just kind of like disbelief that I was seeing what I was seeing, trying again to rationalize it, and I couldn't. So I went upstairs. Well, I kind of darted upstairs, and yeah, I never spent the night in his basement again after that. I was kind of a skeptic up until that point, and that made me a believer.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.